Moy County Board of Supervisors, June 4th, 2019. Are there any changes to the county agenda? Department heads and elected officials, Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. I just want to thank Rodney and his crew, everybody else that he hired to finish our ceiling and put our new ceiling in and our tech work and our lovely new lights, and we just really, really, really appreciate it. Other than that, we're busy.
Rodney Bleeser, and I think we all would like to thank you for your, the county attorney's office and stuff, so.
Well, thank you. Kind of got pretty lucky. We know about where our limit's at, so it's kind of right up to the building, but not quite inside, so. We were fortunate, more fortunate than others, but I don't know what I can say. But just what it is, we did the best that we can for what we had, so. I think Lisa and some of her staff was there Saturday to kind of get things situated in case it did come in the building, so. Other than that, working hard. I think the geo control panel is pretty well all done. They've pretty well tested everything. All that's done, so all that's got left to do is come back and take the old board out and redo the countertop. So that's been up and going since last week. So we're glad that's kind of finally on the end of the downhill slide, so. Got to thank Doug and his staff, and especially Jack on my staff. He really kind of took control of that whole project and spent a lot of time with the contractor on that, so Jack deserves a lot of credit for that, so.
Yeah, he was part of that project from the get-go, and he was with them every day, helping them out and answering their questions or anything. So I do appreciate especially Jack for all the work he put into that, because he put a lot of work into that.
Other than that, I have nothing new to report. Thank you.
Thank you. Chris Lee, Conservation.
I had a good event on Saturday. The weather held up nice for us. We had 30-plus or so volunteers come out to Starscape, work on the trails out there. Got a bunch of stuff done, built a couple new bridges, did some flood cleanup. Boy Scout group come out and dug all the picnic tables out of the woods that floated down from the flooding. We've still got a mess out there. I've never seen siltation like this. We had some spots where the concrete trail going back to the nature center was buried over a foot deep. And I don't know what to do with all the material right now. We just have it in mountains on the side of the trail. And so I guess we'll just have to wait and see. We've tried to dig some channels to let the water drain back off. But there's only so much you can do when it builds up into a foot or more on the side of the trail, and the trail ends up being the lowest spot now. So I went down to Skunk River Campgrounds yesterday. The water's finally off of them. This latest round of flooding did get high enough. I know it got into at least a couple of our electrical boxes. The electricity shut off down there. We have a tree down on a power line. We've got to wait for it to dry up before the power company can get in there and get that tree off. So I don't know what other kind of damage we'll have on the electrical infrastructure down there, if any, or if that's just something we can kind of clean up and put back together. But suffice to say, it won't be anytime soon until we can get in there and do the major improvements or put that place back together like it needs to. Otherwise, we're finally drying up just a little bit. Wish Brian would do something about this dust now.
I didn't expect to hear a dust complaint.
Oh yeah, I can't hardly drive down my road anymore. So, I think I'd be the first one to lodge that complaint.
You're not the first one. Maybe it'll rain.
Yeah, right. Get some rain, settle this dust. But otherwise, we were over full Big Hollow this last weekend again, and we have sold out every reservable site, I think, through 4th of July, maybe beyond, and we already have. We had several reservations coming for next Memorial Day already. Obviously, we had to get out and actually build out next year's pricing in order to get people the access to start reserving sites for next year. So, plenty busy. It's nice that we're getting some nice days. People can really get out and enjoy the parks, and things can dry up a little bit because we got a lot of things we'd like to do with it getting a little dry. So.
If that hadn't had so much rain and the tile had a chance to do their job, you wouldn't have had so much siltation.
Yeah, we unfortunately don't have tile down there, so. Yeah.
When's the, what causes that much silt? Is it the, I mean, but I've been out there.
Ground's all
after it's flooded before, you know, it didn't have that much silt.
Nice and loose, there's no vegetation on it.
Yep. So the, one, the vegetation slows the water down, and then it gives it the opportunity to drop the silt. So anywhere where you got vegetation, it'll kind of filter that out, and then it'll really drop the stuff. And then it's just a matter of, oh, we didn't, like a lot of the fields, they're bare right now, because we don't have vegetation growing on them. And so anything that comes off the top, because we've got rain in such massive amounts, you know, it's got to come running off the top, apparently coming down and going out through the tile lines, like Bob said. It just, it carries so much material with it, and then as the water drops, it leaves it behind, and it just, the factor, the rate at which it dropped must have just lend itself to carrying, one, it was carrying a lot of silt, and then two, it was conditions were just right to leave a whole bunch. We didn't get a whole lot up in the parking lot. The parking lot was okay, but the trail was just horrendous. And so,
we're gonna have to have farmers put up silt fences like the contractors do.
Yeah, I don't, have you seen the 61 project? I'm not sure if those silt fences are doing everything they're supposed to.
I doubt it. But,
yeah, I mean, this is just, I mean, we're gonna have flooding no matter what, you know, even if we'd done every flood protection measure we could have possibly gone on the landscape, we still had flooding this year because the rain events have just been so incredibly massive. But, you know, there's a lot we could be doing up in the landscape to prevent some of this. I won't get on that subject right now.
Zach James, land use.
Things are going pretty well. item on the agenda today for the appointment to that airport zoning task force. That Mary Beard came and talked about, I don't know, a few weeks ago. A lot of subdivisions out for review night right now. I think we've got, that's four or five, I'm not sure exactly how many, but several of those that have come in. Probably the most we've had at one time since Jared and I have been working on this. And just a lot of questions coming in about different things, floodplain development, zoning permits, all those types of things. So it's been pretty busy recently. And then, I think we had our zoning commission meeting last week for a couple of home occupations, so a couple of those got approved. One of the people didn't show up, so it got tabled till our next meeting, but we should be having another meeting here in June for that. And then I think that's probably about everything that's going on. Gearing up a little bit for update to the ordinances that we presented on back in December. Jared and I are starting to kind of prepare for that, plan for that, so that'll be coming up here. The new fiscal year.
Eliminate some of the inconsistencies.
I hope so. That's the idea.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep, you're welcome.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. So we've, Chris is a long ways from being the first dust complaint. I think that was about February, actually, of the year. But we actually just had that conversation, and we're in a, of course, we have the county's dust control program, which hasn't happened because we're not ready for it. And then there's all the private dust control spots that people put down, and we've had a few people unhappy that we won't allow the contractors to do that yet. You guys have seen what our roads look like, and they are coming around. So we're going to try to cut that loose sometime here in mid-June, let them start doing that. But did a couple dry days, and it changes everybody's perspective, I guess. So, and the other thing that does is it brings out the why haven't you done this yet phone calls. And so if you guys get some of those, pass them on to us, although they've probably already talked to us if they were calling you. But there's a lot of people out there, for instance, on our driveway list, more than we've ever had on the list, and we don't have personnel to do driveways right now. So, you know, a lot of dirt road calls. And I just talked to a gentleman this morning, and the fact is that, first of all, those are mostly too muddy to really do anything at this point anyway, and secondly, when you start looking at priorities, they're not there. So there's some frustrated folks. Farmers are trying to get the fields and stuff like that, and they're not happy when you tell them that you don't have the bodies or the time to get there. So, but that's the nature of it right at the moment. I'd like to say we're behind, but I'm not sure if we ever caught up. So you get calls like that, don't hesitate to have them give us a ring. Mowing's another one. Got a call about mowing yesterday. We normally try to have all our paved roads mowed once before Memorial Day. That didn't happen, and we're lucky that we'll get them done next week or two. There's spots that are too wet yet to mow, even out on the shoulder. So we're, guys are just kind of scrambling to catch up and work on things and kind of go a million different directions. We need to start our spray program. We need to start our mowing program. We're not done hauling rock. We're just trying to fit everything in. So one interesting thing that came to me yesterday, I wanted to mention to you, I didn't hear this from the district office, so I'm gonna call them, I guess, to verify it, but I heard it from Ames, actually, is that the DOT has moved the paving project bid for the four lane back to October, which I'm guessing is kind of the collateral damage of 3 months of rain, I would have to believe. Contractor just finally started doing something productive, I think yesterday or the day before from what I saw. So we will likely shift our Iowa City Road project back to October also for a bid letting. I've told you all along that we want to stay in the same letting if we can, and I'm still committed to that. And there was never a guarantee it was going to get built this year anyway with a July letting. So I got to contact the DOT and work towards getting that shifted, but we're going to try to mirror them. So you know about that. The Pleasant Grove bid, which is obviously a small project, that is out. We'll take bids on that here locally on June 13th. That's coming up. So and we're still working on plenty of stuff in the office. Yeah, I don't know. The list hasn't gotten any shorter. I have to give our guys credit. They are getting what they can done. We'll just keep cranking, and unfortunately, sometimes you turn around and a priority jumps up that you didn't even know about. So I would mention that I think other than Highway 99 and Tamer Road, I think we have everything else open that was underwater. So with the skunk down south and the Flint up north, there was quite a few roads at some point. We were out of signs or darn close to it at one point. But the Flint did something it rarely does. It went over North Gear Avenue. Now, it didn't do a whole lot. It never got real crazy, but it did run over, and it's been a long time since I've seen that. I think I've seen it once, maybe twice since I've been here, back in those two or three years where the Flint went crazy every year for about 3 years. So the guys, we had people out over the weekend closing stuff, opening stuff. Bridgeport's back open. Minimal damage down there, a little bit of washing and stuff, but which is good. We have plenty of other spots. So,
thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney. And this is a good time to mention that you weren't exactly caught unguarded. You worked some time before to get a lot of those files out of harm's way. So,
back in April when we knew the river was getting pretty high and we were hoping that would be the biggest crest, we had already taken some measures to have a contingency plan in place in the event we were not able to get into our building. I want to extend a lot of thank yous, especially to Rodney and his crew. Jack and he were down there almost most of the weekend, I know on Saturday, as well as to my staff who was helping make sure that we got everything up off the floors, pulled court files for Monday and Tuesday just in case we needed them. And to Colin, who was there to help in case we needed to move our workstations to other places. Also to thank the Sheriff's Office and the Burlington Police Department. They had both agreed to house parts of our staff. We were gonna have some people go to the SO, the attorneys were gonna go to the police department. We were gonna throw in as many as we could in our second floor office to make sure that we were getting things done. So I just want to extend my gratitude to all of those folks. We were unscathed. It came to the slab in this northeast corner. It was the eastern offices, obviously, that we were most worried about, but it decided to recede right before it did any damage and went back. Now we're just dealing primarily with everyone else pumping all their water. We fortunately don't have a basement that we have to worry about that, but I know Millard's and Two Rivers are pumping water like crazy. So the smell is less than pleasant, but we're getting past that. It's kind of sad when you walk by the porta potty and the air fresheners in the porta potty actually smell better than the rest of the evening air. Another thank you to Rodney, since we don't have water this week, or at least until the lift station is back up and running. We're hoping by the end of the week. Apparently my staff did not like the idea of having to walk a block to go to the police department to use the indoor facilities. Rodney was very gracious to quickly get us a portable unit outside the building. I, on the other hand, will walk up to the police department. I don't. But he was really great to get that taken care of. So now we're just kind of dealing with the aftermath. For us, fortunately, we're dry inside. And as Tom, you pointed out, we had already taken a lot of precautions. We didn't have a whole lot of stuff to move, just simply because when a couple of weeks ago when staff was like, can we put everything back? I said, no, we don't know what's going to happen, and it keeps raining, and it doesn't appear to want to stop. So luckily, we left all of that in place. So we didn't have a whole lot to do. It was just kind of our day-to-day stuff and making sure we had what we needed to get things done this week. On the positive front, our intern is working steadfastly on getting our statistics so we can finally start comprising the 2018 and 2019 annual reports. And our new felony attorney will be starting next week. I hope to pop in with him next Tuesday. Three of our other three assistants will all be at the spring conference next week. So it will be up to the two of us to handle all of the court appearances, and unfortunately that overlaps with the board. But I've already talked to the judge, and so we'll bring him in here at least to introduce him to everybody before we head back downstairs to handle morning court. But so things are looking up. We just kind of plug our nose when we walk in the building. I didn't really want a waterfront view like right outside my window. I like looking more toward the horizon, but it is what it is.
Go fishing around outside your office window.
We could. I'm just glad the HESCO barriers around the sinkhole didn't give. Rodney and I have talked about, those were far more concerning to us than the ones at each end.
So, Burlington PD, any water in their basement?
No, their sump pumps are working fine. They're pretty good. They have these huge gargantuan units.
They were sold as a dry basement.
Yeah. Yep, they have pretty good pumping systems. So, yeah, we even checked on them. I was with my husband, so we ran up and looked at theirs. They were also kind enough to store all of our files for this week up on their second floor, so we didn't have to tote them around to every which way place. But, yeah, they were dry and were kind enough to let us use our facilities. Again, apparently people didn't like the one block walk, so they ask for an alternative, but it is what it is. Mother Nature sort of won, but at least on our front, we were able to hold her back.
Thanks, Lisa. Common Jurist IT.
Keeping busy, keeping dry, swapping out some old equipment in some of the offices. I will say with some of the department heads that are in here, if you have some money in the budget at the end of the year and you're looking to buy anything technology-wise, try to give our office as much heads up as you can. The next month's gonna be pretty busy, especially for us. We have our big event up in Des Moines, there's the second week of June. And let's see, tax sale going on and a lot of other things going on next month. We're gonna be pretty busy. So if you can, try to give us as much heads up as you can if you're looking to do something for your office. But other than that, nothing really new to report, so.
Thanks, Sean. You might wanna send out an email to that effect, so that everybody gets that.
Yep.
Next call. Ken Heiner, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Good morning. This last week on Thursday from 9 till noon, we were invited, IME and DHS and the three MCOs invited all the providers, and I went also to talk about the new MCO, Iowa Total Care, coming on board July 1st, and we got, it was at the auditorium, so we got evacuated after 1 hour of that meeting. We didn't get all 3 hours of the meeting done, but things I did hear before we were evacuated, we learned United Healthcare is leaving June 30th, no one's losing benefits. Letters went out to people that are on Medicaid May 10th. Assigning United clients to Amerigroup or Iowa Total Care. Hawkeye notification letters are supposed to go out mid-June. Requests to switch an MCO people need to switch by June 18th in order to make the July 1st start date deadline. And so along with these letters, there were forms that people could fill out to change their MCOs. One of the things is the new MCO doesn't have contracts. Iowa Total Care doesn't have contracts with all providers. So some people will need to switch just because their provider doesn't have a contract. So that those letters have gone out and people are sending in those forms if they want to switch their MCO, managed care organization. And then September 30th is the end of the selection period, so people really have until September 30th, but if they want to get it done by July 1st, they have to do it by June 18th. Iowa Total Care is contracted, is still contracting with providers for their July 1st start date, so that's pretty much what we learned at that meeting. And there was supposed to be another meeting at the auditorium today, but I haven't heard if that got rescheduled. I imagine it must have, so.
It won't be at the auditorium.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You'd have to bring a boat to the auditorium, I think, so. That's all I've got.
Thanks, Ken. Janelle and Ellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just busy preparing for the tax sale, the publication list. Should have been in the paper today. Colin has been very good at working with us for the last 2 or 3 weeks or so at getting us converted from paper vision over to Tyler content management to scan our motor vehicle documents. I think the girls are getting acclimated to scanning into that new system fairly well. It's an adjustment. They'll get used to it. Other than that, motor vehicles have been extremely busy. Last Friday, they were lined out the door for quite a while. Good portion of the day, but I'm you know, happy to say that the staff kept that rolling, you know, pretty quickly. No one had to wait too awfully long, but they kept coming. So we're busy like everyone else.
Thanks, Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Grimshaw, Sheriff's Office.
We are dry at the Sheriff's Office, so surprisingly we're pretty quiet, so not a whole lot to pass on. Yeah, I know it.
Thanks, Brett.
Yep.
Doug Irvine,
good morning.
Field administrator.
Keeping busy like everybody else, busy preparing for the state jail inspector is making an appearance on the 13th.
So you make it every year?
Yeah, it's a once a year inspection. We just had our fire inspection last week, and the health inspector is coming tomorrow, so. Is preparing to get those out of the
state's only got one jail inspector.
Yes, they do. One that he covers all the jails, and I think they might have another one to cover prisons. Maybe he does prisons too, but yeah, he's a busy man. We have no flood damage. We're dry. A lot of people are in trouble. population is holding at 100, but we should release maybe 7 today. So about holding about normal, or it fluctuates a little bit. Other than that, we're.
Did you ever get rid of the two you were holding for Illinois?
Yeah. Yep. I think everybody's where they're supposed to be now. And the prisons are doing pretty good. Occasionally they'll say that they're full, but it's usually just a couple of days and we can get them in, so it's not a huge wait. But just remember, when they're full and we take 5 or 6 there's 5 or 6 being released somewhere.
Thanks, Doug. Ronnie.
Sorry, I forgot to mention one thing. I want to remind everybody, next Tuesday, June 11th, the courthouse will close at 2:30. That's when we're going to have our active shooter event and exercise. So I apologize. I forgot to mention that earlier. But so 2:30 next Tuesday, the courthouse will close from 2:30 to 4:30.
I mentioned road closures, too. We did close the road on the request of the levy district. I believe it was down at Hawkeye Dolby, but it was, I believe that's correct. They have concerns. They have some extreme soft spots with the levee, and they're taking care of things. They're not worried about any sort of imminent failure, but when they do, they call us, and we try to help them out if we can. So it's a dead-end road, not too many people putting in at the boat, the ramp or anything. So we did close the road down there, and they may need something else closed. So those kind of come and go and pop up in the middle of nowhere. But in fact, I talked to Vicki Stola this morning, so they're dealing with stuff. I think they've got patrols, and they're keeping an eye on everything, but...
How high up on their levee did it get?
I think it too close for comfort, I think, in a couple spots. Yeah.
They weren't sandbagging yet.
They didn't sandbag, not that I'm aware of.
They prepared some.
So, there you go. So they prepared a few from, but so they're just keeping a very close eye. The sand gets saturated, and it doesn't take much to cause major problems.
Thanks, Brian.
Correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
We've got a letter from the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs regards to Prairie Grove School, 13598 Beaverdale Road, West Burlington. We are pleased to inform you that the above-named property, which is located within your community, was listed in the National Register of Historic Places effective May 20th, 2019. It goes on to list the benefits of registry in the Register of Historic Places that I won't enter into the record, but this is will be on file in the auditor's office. Available for public review. Discussion and vote. We need a public hearing for the RAGBRAI ordinance.
Move to go on the public hearing.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. This has been published. If anybody mind you, I will waive the reading of that, but if anybody wants to hear it, I will read it. Okay. Does anybody have any comment? Did you receive any written or?
No, I have not received anything.
Okay. This is the temporary RAGBRAI ordinance for the end of July, so.
No bottles.
Bottles.
No glass, I should say. I move to close public hearing.
Let's say.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Okay. Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Are you approving the ordinance or approving?
Didn't vote on the close the public hearing?
Yeah, to close.
Okay, this is to approve the ordinance.
Yeah.
The first reading or an official?
They approve the first reading of the ordinance.
Okay. Motion. Okay. Excuse me. Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Can we go ahead and waive the second, third reading? Can we waive the second and third hearing term?
Yes, if by a majority vote, you can.
Okay.
I move to waive second and third reading.
Can we do it this week, or do we have to wait until it comes on the agenda for next week?
No, we can do it. We can waive the rest of the readings after we approve the reading. We've done that in the past.
Second then.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing for the economy and the county when they come here, because they're going to stay overnight. So maybe not all business will get the benefit of it.
We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $313,774.88.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $1,423.02, and non-cash taxable reimbursements in the amount of $47.27.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Class B beer license application for Back Pocket Brewing for July 25th and July 27th to coincide with the 10 or 20,000 thirsty bicycle riders. The to get a license, you have to apply online at the state. Then they have to meet local requirements, like they've got a map here of where it's going to be, and something from the owner of the property. And anyway, and then once we approve it, if we approve it, then it goes to the state, and the state issues the license. So it's Back Pocket Brewing. It's going to be on Highway 79 for the duration of Rag Bri. Well, for the 2 days of Rag Bri.
Where at on Highway 79?